Blog Talk Radio.
Dear Lord, hear my prayers. For I am a patriot, Lord, and I won't bow down nor apologize to the cowards that try to take away our unalienable, God-given rights and freedoms. I will stand with my brothers and sisters, with arms, if we must, to defend our Constitution and our way of life in this great republic from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Dear Lord, I ask that you shield us and protect us with your armor. Take us from the darkness and guide us with your ever so divine light as we restore this republic for which it does stand. That is one nation under you, God, with all liberties and justice for all mankind. Amen. This is Ricochet. Thank you.
Good evening and welcome to Wildcard Command Radio. This afternoon we're going to talk about the Community Protection Team communications with Zello. Why Zello? Well, it is one of the most secure means of talking on a telephone. But let's see why. If you are out in the field, and you're in the middle of a combat, you key up your radio, you're gone. It's gone. There is nothing else you can do. The minute you key up, a little guy sitting in a van someplace, he is called a direction finder. The minute you key up, he taps his mouse onto your signal. Within less than 5 seconds, he knows within about 3 mils where you are. How does that work? Now, when I was in the service, and being an old guy, that's a while back, that van had to set up, put a generator in, go out, and put up 100 little directional antennas. Nowadays, that's mounted in a little ball on top of the van. It's about 24 inches in diameter. It's got 100 little antennas pointing out. And inside a computer, accesses which one has the highest signal. With three of these vans lock onto you, they know which end of the house you're transmitting from. It's that good. So you keep down. That's why it's called move, shoot, and communicate. And then move like heck right afterwards. That gets you out of the line of fire, away from what's going on. So when he does shoot, it just leaves a hard hole in the ground. How accurate are they? If you haven't run across a thing called Spectre gunship, when the last briefing I had was in the 90s, and the guy says that he could put a 105 round on a sandbag on the hood of a Jeep and the second round in the driver's seat. And that's on an automatic belt-belled gun flying at 1,350 feet in the air, 4 to 5 miles out, in a circular course. So, not something you want to do. But Zello doesn't have those properties. You can't triangulate it unless you're standing next to it. Why? The way Zello is, it's a small app. It goes to a program by the name of LoudTalk. LoudTalk was derived from an old program used in the military called Aegis a few years back. What it does, if you have an application on your phone, which can be a Apple phone, or it can be an Android phone, it doesn't make a difference. Now, Apple has a problem. Everything you hear on Apple saves up on the Apple Cloud, so that means it's accessible. An Android phone, not so. Once you hit and get rid of some information, it goes away. Now, so let's talk about Zello. Zello is an app. And what this app does, basically, is it causes you, it converts your voice into digital and sends it out on your data program. That's right. And it sends it out over the radio. When it gets out over there on your data package, which you can't monitor. You can know that I've got a data package. You can know that I've got a cell phone, but you don't know anything about it. Once it hits in, it's part of billions of pieces of data, and it's lined up based upon your information. And if the channels are set up utilizing a password, there is nothing that they can do to get into it. They might block it, they might turn it off, but they're not going to do anything. Next thing you do that Zello does is if you happen to have a small phone, that phone can be nothing more than this little Android phone that you don't use. If it has a card, pull the SIM card out. The Android portion still works. The phone don't. You take that little Android phone. I've done this just about 4 days ago. You go down to a nice coffee shop where you buy your cup of coffee for a couple bucks, and they give you a password onto their Wi-Fi. You sit in the back there and talk on the phone. You're not even on your Wi-Fi. If they did trace it someplace, it would go to down there, and nobody knows who that was. So it's a good communication for teams and the militia. And that's the reason why we want to talk about it tonight. This system called Zello, you download the app. The first question it's going to ask you is, do you want to create a channel or do you want to look for a channel? They're just like FedBook and the rest of them. There's a lot of channels out there. But you create one, say, for your team. We'll do my neighborhood as an example for networking. There are 6 streets in my neighborhood, so I can keep my propriety here. We'll label them A through F. A, B, C, D, E, F. 6 streets. If each of these streets in my team, I assign to one of the members of the team to be responsible for that street. So he gets all the people on that street, he gets them up on Zello. Why? Zello works on, which means it will work on everything from the little, what some people refer to as the Obama phones, the free phones. They get data, and this has a very small footprint on the data plan. I'm a cheap guy, and I use my Zello a bunch, and it uses about 200 to 300 megs, not gigs, megs a month, just to let you know. And not only that, when I walk into my house, I turn off my minutes on the phone, and it now works off of my home Wi-Fi system, the one that came with my television and all the other stuff I ate. So it's secured. All 6 of those streets gets one channel, and then I put up a second channel so that all the team leaders can talk to me direct. We can control the whole neighborhood, any intruders, anybody walking through, using Zello. It is really, really that simple. People who do not utilize a lot of apps, it's an easy app. When you download it and it goes onto your phone, you can pick it up from Google Store or you can pick it up from Apple Store. It's free of charge. That's the best price. Why do I like it? Simple. About a month and a half ago, the President of the United States executed what is known as one of his pen and phone thing. He directed Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, and Department of Justice to move all of their assets to the same communications mode. Okay, that's fine. About 3 days later, my scanner went dead. Yes, I'm one of those nosy SOBs who feel that if the police are talking, I should be listening. No police calls. The fire was there, but the highway patrol disappeared, the sheriff's department disappeared, and the police department disappeared. And I couldn't understand why. So, I was 2 or 3 days later, I'm standing next to a police officer. I've got my scanner in the car, and he's talking, and nothing's showing up. I noticed, though, that his phone was an Android phone that he was talking on. It was still on that little bell clip, but it was a cell phone. It was not going into the big little square brick radios that I'd previously seen. No, that night, I took an opportunity to go on my own Zello, and I typed in DHS. Guess what? There's DHS. I typed in the name of my city, and there's their call. There they are. I can't get into them. I can't hear them, but they're on this, which means they're not going to turn off the Wi-Fi. They may turn off the network servers, which allows you to type in www what, but Zello is an automatic connection. It doesn't look for that. It's already connected directly to the cloud where the servers are, and then back to the other party. That's the advantage of it. That's why it's secure. When you set up your password on it, it's real easy. When you set up a channel, you'll say, okay, I want to declare a channel. You'll click on to create a channel. It'll ask you the name of it, and you type in whatever name you want. I would suggest not typing your initial name first. I wouldn't do that. What I do is just type in a name. My neighborhood watch 1, or my community support team 1, or whatever. That's the name of it. Then it asks you how to set it up. There is a Zlect, Zlect, which means that anybody who is a moderator or a station owner can get rid of people to get on there that don't belong. That's the fantastic part. The second thing you do with that is it asks you for a password. Now, if you put in a randomly generated set of figures and you put in 10 characters, okay, utilizing alphabet, numbers, and little squiggle things, those little symbols, it would take a Cray computer somewhere around 2 weeks to break your code. Now, if you go and write down your address, it'll take them about 10 minutes. There, if you go up onto the RAM site and you look in the resources under preparation, communications, the guy down there had a program that will generate random characters. You download it, and you make them up. Now, for your combat team, you want this to happen on a regular basis. You don't want to leave it there all the time. Now, the channels that the individual people on your block use to call and say, hey, there's somebody over here, or here's somebody of that, leave that one. I wouldn't even password it because somebody new may get a phone. Only thing they're passing is information that's common knowledge. On the teams where I talk to my command, my block commanders, that one I'd pass word. What you and them say is strictly between you. And if I hit, look into it, these phone numbers, I'll find real quickly that all these phone, these addresses on here are up there on Zello. So if I happen to know this is my Zello, then I know where you live, and first thing I'll punch in your phone number, I'll punch in your address, I'll punch in your first and last name, maybe your wife's name, little things that people do. So use random characters. Now, once you got your team on Zello, and the next community over is on Zello, now you need, and you can get four or five of those, now you need a third net. By bringing this net up here, this is going to be known as the team support net. You can have one that handles nothing but beans and bullets, and one that handles nothing but intel. Password them, make sure who gets them, just like you would a radio frequencies. Only with Zello, you don't need a bunch of radios. You got one radio here, and you can hear all the way down, or you can limit all the way down. They do have one flaw in Zello that you have to be careful of. There's a function in there for contacts. Zello wants to go look in your phone book that's on that phone and see if anybody there has Zello. If they do, you'll get a friend request to be a contact from that person. He won't know anything about it. That's because you're on the free version. If you were on the other version, you wouldn't. So accepting these contacts should only be done after speaking to someone on Zello. The other one is, if you change nets, it looks on their net just, and you get these same friend requests. So you need to keep your friend, your contacts, just to those people that you need to go off the radio and talk to, because that's another great function of Zello that you can use. If two people are on the same radio frequency and I want to talk to him without the rest of the net knowing it, I click onto him in the contact list, and there's a little flag down there. It looks like the little sign you use for Messenger on your cell phone. You hold that down and he gets a phone ring, and he comes up. Now you have three conditions you can be in. You can be in available, which means that everybody hears everything you say that is on whatever channel you're on, and people who are your contacts can hear you on every frequency you and them share. Sometimes that can be inconvenient. So they put a second stage in there, and that one is called Solo. So you and him put Solo on. The only two people that can go on that are the two that are in Solo. If you've got three people and you want to go Solo, you can make up another channel real quick and pull over there. How do you get people to your channel? You have the ability to send an invite. Okay, I got a new guy down here. He just took over F Street, and I'll send it to him, an invite, up to the command channel. Up there he comes, and he's logged in. All of these functions are available in Zello. You can't do that with a radio. It would take 9 radios to do what you could do with one Android phone and a wireless connection. Now, Zello, like any other communication means, if you lead the channels up, so you have to make a plan. Make your own CEOI. You want to know what that means? That's a communication electronics operating instruction. You create a little white paper that says, here's the way we're going to handle it in my team. And so that you change channels at a certain time each day. Now, they can hear that you're up, but they can't hear you hear what channel you're going to. And when you send out the invites to these people, you send them only to the people that need it. When they learn the new channels, you dispose of the ocean. So I can hear a guy said, yeah, and I'm running around with all this information in my hand so that if somebody busts me, it's all there. Not necessarily true, right? You know, the nets that I belong to with Wildcard Command, some keep history. That's another function. You can keep history or not. If you don't, then only it's a pure radio. If you do, you can hear what's going on while you're not on the radio. If you got your Zello up and turn in, and you don't want to be bothered because you're going to be someplace where people are talking or people can hear, you move the function in your phone to busy, B-U-S-Y. Everything that goes on is saved on your phone. You can hit a little symbol at the top, looks like a clock with an arrow around it, and there's everything, and you can listen to everything that took place while you were gone. Bring yourself up to date. Anytime you get rid of that information being there, you hold the messages down, and one of the functions you have is to clear messages, in which case it all goes away. Then each night, each day when you change your frequencies, you reach over to the side, and you pull down at the top three little dots. One of those is options, and one of those is clear the history. It clears history. Now, another big thing that's good about this, you can't do this on a radio. If you're on a frequency and you have somebody out front and he says, well, this is going on, show me, he can hold that, click on his camera on his cell phone, point it that direction, tap the screen, and you know who the guy is he's talking to because it'll take his picture and send it to you. You can't do that on a radio. Now, Zello, it's a great system, but again, it is a communication system. At this time and this moment in life, they can't get rid of it. We don't know if they've got a backup system or not. I doubt they do. But as long as they're wireless, Zello works. There are other systems out there. There's one out there when they went into Libya, the rebels utilized FireChat. That worked off Bluetooth, and that's strictly typing. It's texting. It's a texting app. And they were able to coordinate what they were doing all over the city and most of the country in Libya with FireChat. Why? Because it works off Bluetooth of the other people around there. You're just sending messages between Bluetooth devices. That's another one that you can look at. I'm not much of a typer, so it doesn't do me a lot of good. My clumsy fingers on an Android phone would have stuff going out there, and it would look like it was in a foreign language. But I want to encourage everybody that has out there, whether you're involved in the militias, whether you're involved in whatever you are, get you one of these. Now, you can go down the Big Lots and some of these other places and buy these $10 to $20 cheap Android phones that take the little, where you got to, after you buy the phone, now you got to get you somebody to put you on their network. Don't do it. Leave it off the network. Take it home. Stand it next to your wireless for your house. Log it in. Download Zello to it. Set it up. And you've got a radio in your house. It's that simple. And if you need instructions, go up on YouTube. They've got 19 or 20 different YouTubes on how to use Zello. It's just a great app to have. I use it with my family. I got two sons that are out of town. I got a daughter that works out of town. Me and the wife are here. If I know that the phones are out, but they can hit that, pull into a Wendy's, has AT&T hotspot, so does Most McDonald's, a lot of your coffee shops do. A lot of places have free Wi-Fi. And you can drive into the parking lot, get online that way, and even though the phones are out, you can send the traffic. I took this time here to go over this as one. There are other ways, but this is something I would recommend. Because, like I said, if you key up a radio, I don't care if it's a little half watt or whatever, and they're in range, and they're looking for you, by the time you have a chance to say Alpha 2 Bravo, this is Alpha 3 Charlie, over, they've got an 8-digit grid square, and they could have a 2.75 Maverick missile inbound to your back pocket. It's that simple, and this doesn't leave a trail. Well, I want to thank you very much. Now, there has been a problem with Ramsite, and it's coming back up. It seems that every year you have to renew your ownership of a name, and the person who had that name was not available to renew it. Right now, you can find Ramsite at militias, plural, .meme, November, India, November, golf.com. That's militias.ning.com. And within a few days, the Ramsite name will come up, but all the information's there. You can get down there and get in there, pull up some information on Zello there. I believe they've got a link there also. But this is your communications. And if you don't have to buy a $200 radio to do it, I think it's the way of the future. Well, this is Safe Talker, and I want to thank you for coming here. And I want to encourage each and every one of you. Blog Talk, like anything else, is something we do on somebody else's equipment. If you go up on our website on blogtalkradio.com/wildcard command, you can download all of these lessons, all of these programs. The biggest one, I think, is a whole 18 megs, which means you can download about 35, 40 seconds. Put them onto a thumb drive. This is Safe Talker. I want y'all to have a happy weekend, and we'll see you next Friday on Wild Card Command Radio. Safe Talker out.